question, Maharaj? Sometimes we're told Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, Srimati Radharani. Sometimes Lalita Shakti.
No. Lalita Shakti. Lalita Shakti is sort of Gangadhar. And that is Rukmini. They're both combined.
Yes.
And Radharani, that is a gist taken by Mahaprabhu. Empty Radharani plus Rukmini is Radharani appears. And that also partial representation, Bhava and the Kanti. The Bhava aspect, Gadadhar Pandit, and the Kanti, the luster aspect, Gadadhar Das. And nature of Rukmini, Radharani is extracted by Mahaprabhu, that Bhava, and Rukmini was added to that empty spot. That is what is Kala. Tolerating spirit of Rukmini, consideration of Rukmini. The mind non-opposing, submissive, and inner attitude is that of Radharani. But that is already given to the Chaitanya the very gist.
The other day was Gangadas Goswamini appearance. Is she connected with Gadadhar Pandit?
With?
Gadadhar Pandit, some connection in Shishya.
Who?
Ganga Mata Goswamini.
They come from that, his life. By nature, the diagnosis. Coming expressively or privately, the nature will justify. The super type of nature is there, and that is the monopoly of Gadadhar Pandit or such and such. This we have to judge. Where from this has come here, must have come from that very source, because that is the only source of that particular nature. In this way, to say, a Shiksha Guru Parampara is also in that life. Just in Vrindavan, Sivad Dharadhuni Madhavendra Puri Sammandha, Mahaprabhu told that Sanoriya Brahmin, you must have some connection with Madhavendra Puri, otherwise, this thing can never be detected anywhere. In this way, the succession to be traced everywhere in the Vaishnava school, as well as in Guru Parampara also. That is the sheer diagnosis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. heard that yesterday evening they were coming here and there were some boys throw a big piece on the head of...
Yes. Dasarath
Sudha.
A small piece, he told.
Small piece, not any wound.
Not to wound, but to insult. Yeah, unfortunate. I was disturbed. Much disturbed when I heard that. Rough element is there. Certainly there.
Vijayashi Lokhe, you see. দেখুন তাহলে কিরকম ভাবে সৌজন্য করছে সব দেখাচ্ছে
দেশি লোকে বলছে লাল বানর
দেখলি তো লাল বানর এটা তো তাদের এখন
তখন বলছে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ জবাব দিতে না ও তুমি বোকা If we don't tell them anything, then they'll abuse again.
We are all clever.
And there is a lot of bhakta takta ashbe, thakur bari te ashbe. That's a beshi pagna pagli parat darkar ne.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, apparently they tried to abuse him. They tried to abuse him. He came with a party here, we were told, in Navadvip. So what to speak of us small, low people?
Maharaj, a book was thrown against him.
A brick?
A book. In the meeting, Paramatala meeting.
Hare Krishna.
Paramatala meeting. The Pandis, they met some conspiracy. They attacked and Maharaj. It is, though it is private, a book was thrown on his body.
Yes.
And Keshav Maharaj took him anyhow within the house, and the householder told, no, they will attack my house, he will go away. Anyhow, but with folded palms and treating him for some time, then one closed. Horse car was taken in and he was put there and he was just like Ramanuja.
Yeah.
He had to put white cloth and red cloth to be transferred to someone. Yeah. And this way he had to pass to Mayapur, Ramatala. And the others, the Goswami Maharaj was one, he was caught hold of and taken to Parama. And he was also asserting himself boldly, and they also told, we shall sacrifice you, just on the face of Parama. Then another was attacked, Kunju Babu played, that it must be Vasanaji Kirtan, Kirtan. And then fought with the flag stick, one Maharaj, and one Bankim Babu, and one Chaitanya Das and another. They, with the flag stick, began to fight with them, and the others fled. And this Puri Maharaj, Kalna Puri Maharaj and Mukunda Puru, they are wounded on the head. Blood oozed in this sunclash was here in Paramatala.
Where were you at the time, Maharaj?
I didn't join at that time.
I see.
I joined Gaudiya fourth year, 26, and this was Paras 24.
Yes.
24 and 26 I joined. Or 25, something. Yeah. 25 for us. Hare Krishna.
তাহলে বিদেশিরা ভালো সম্বর্ধনা জানাচ্ছে
না তারা মাঝখানে দিন কত অনেকে সাষ্টাঙ্গ দণ্ডবত করেছে প্রসেশনের সামনে।
ওরা কিছু প্রসাদ নিয়ে যেতেন সঙ্গে, সেটা বিতরণের জন্য ওরা খুব উৎসাহী ছিল, ওদের দেখবার জন্য নয়,
চার্চকে পাঠাচ্ছে, তারপরে আসবে হয়তো মার্চেন্ট, তারপরে মিলিটারি আসবে পরপর। ব্রিটিশের সময় যেমন আগে মার্চেন্ট তারপরে মিলিটারি। হতে পারে, যখন হবে তখন হবে, এখন তার নয়।
আমাদেরকে তো এজেন্টের এজেন্ট বলছেন, তারা বলছেন আপনারাও তো আস্তে আস্তে সব বিক্রি সিক্রি করে দেবেন তাদের হাতে, দিয়ে নিজেদের ভোগের
তাদেরকে এখানে বসিয়ে দেবেন, দিয়ে
নিজেদের ভোগ
যদি হরি হরি করতে করতে যদি কিছু হয়ে যায়, নামাভাস নাম করতে করতে যদি নামাভাস হয়ে যায়, ধর্মস্ত্রী হবি এমন কথা নেই, কিন্তু হয়েছে যে কথা আছে, ধ্বংসী ধ্বংসটা হতো মৃচ্ছ হারা মেয়েটি পুনঃ পুনঃ উক্তাপি মুক্তি মা আপনি। ইতিহাসে দেখা যাচ্ছে যে একটা শুকরে আক্রমণ করেছে একটা মুসলমানকে, আর সে তখন হারাম হারাম এই করতে গিয়ে তার রাম নাম এসে গেল, আবার মুক্তি হয়ে গেল। কিন্তু পুনঃ শ্রদ্ধা যাদের নাম, তাহলে শ্রদ্ধাপূর্বক গ্রহণ করলে রাম নাম কি ফল না হয় এই বলছে। কিন্তু প্রত্যেকেই তো কতজনা আরাম আরাম করতে তাই হচ্ছে, কোন কোন কেসেতে হয়ে গেছে, সেটা তার পূর্বকে জিজ্ঞেস করতে হবে, ওয়াই ইন দ্যাট পার্টিকুলার কেস মাস্ট বি সামথিং দ্যাট ইজ সুকৃতি অজ্ঞাত সুকৃতি না। স্বতন্ত্র কখন কোনখানে কি হতে পারে, কিরাত হুনান্ধ্র পরিন্দ পুকা আভীর সুম্মা জবনা কষাদয়, খাস মানে বোধ হয় খাসিয়া আসন দিকে, সুম্ম সুম্ম বোধ হয় সুরমা নদী আর ওই ব্রহ্ম এই নিয়ে সুম্ম হয়ে যায়। বঙ্গ বঙ্গ বোধ হয় বদ্বীপ গঙ্গার, আর অঙ্গ বিহারের এই নিয়ে বোধ হয় বঙ্গ হয়ে গিয়ে সুম্ম যবনা খসা আদয় মেয়েচ পাপা যদুপা শ্রয়া শ্রয়া শুদ্ধান্তি তসময় শুভ বিস্মরিয়ে শব্দের অধিকারটা শব্দ এক্সটেন্সিভ, হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ।
মহারাজ, ইফ এ পার্সন চান্টস কৃষ্ণ নাম, হাউ ক্যান হি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট হি ইজ গেটিং ফ্রি ফ্রম নামাভাস?
And subbing tendency will arose in him, with the trust in him. Then Namabhas Mukti, he's crossing the Arsisa.
Yes.
Mukti means Arsisa, margin. And the devotion, subbing tendency, that is entered into the positive land. Then we entering into devotion after mukti. Muktanam vishiddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasantatma kotishvavi mahamuni. Positive participation in the serving plane, that is bhakti. And the mukti, that unattachment towards exploiting land, the land of exploitation, no attachment. That is mukti. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma no sochati no kankhati, neither desire for this world. If any loss, then no reaction. He is in the merge. Brahma bhuta, he has identified with himself with pure consciousness. that I am a child of the conscious soil, consciousness, and this, and the withdrawal complete from the exploiting the vision or conception of the world, sense experience world, both physical and mental, complete withdrawal. Brahma-bhuta prasanta-atma finds peace in himself because independent of the misery of the mundane world, the mortal world, independent of mortality, so peace. Prasanna-atma, no sochiti, no kankhati, and no loss, no gain above that feeling. Mad-bhaktiṃ lavati parāṁ, then my real bhakti, parā-bhakti, higher bhakti, pure bhakti, now he can be a candidate for that, parā-bhakti. And this bhakti, kāli-bhakti, kṛṣṇa-bhakti, all that mixed type, there is saguna, not nirguna-bhakti, not bhakti proper, mixed. Proper bhakti, that is ananya bhakti, exclusive, kevala bhakti. That is possible only when has withdrawn himself from the charm of the whole of this mundane world, mortal world. Then, if any devotion awakens in one's heart for me, that is para bhakti. Mad bhakti lavati para. Association. Otherwise the ruchi, sometimes what we find in the midst of other aspirations, that is not ruchi proper.
Yes.
Proper ruchi is to be traced after nishtha. Nishtha means continued association with Krishna. 24 hours living in the relativity of Krishna consciousness. Then ruchi, that ruchi is changed. Or here, now and then, peeping some ruchi, that is not ruchi proper. After nishtha, when the ruchi will come, that is reliable, ruchi proper. So anartha niviti, adu shraddha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajana kriya, third, tata anartha niviti, fourth, then tata nishtha, fifth stage nishtha, the continued company, not for a second detached. Then the real test for that is known as ruchi. Rāsakti, when the intensity will be less and more, and when it's little less, he will be shuddered, I have no loss of memory. Then it becomes āsakti. Then the bhāva bhakti, the second stage, will appear. This is sādhana bhakti, then bhāva bhakti. Ruchi āsakti bhāva. Shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajanakriya, anartha nivritti, sadhana bhakti. After that, nishtha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava. Then prema bhakti. Sneha manpanaya raghunuraya bhava, mahabhava. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar.
But Maharaj, later, a devotee may also think that I have still so many anattas. If he has attained ruchi and higher stage, he may be still thinking, although he is above that, he may still think I have so many anattas. Out of humility.
After the last point, he has think that the no ruchi I have got. Because finite coming in connection with infinite, it can never be satisfied that I have brought something. It is infinite. So much. I have nothing at all.
One news. This boy, I gave him the name Dayal Nitai.
Yes.
This boy Ashok.
Yes.
I gave him that name.
He's doing well.
Yes, fine. Good boy. Much service.
And there's no trace of Chaudhary.
No. Nothing. Alright. Many times, or sometimes before, you had mentioned that Ekalokanam means like Lokka, the one goal.
But also taught.
Yes.
Aiming at the quality.
Yes, not the quantity.
Not the quantity. Quantity is not enough. That even that can produce some disease. Only physical attempt,
yes,
with eliminating the mental growth, the natural growth towards Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Mere physical attempt that will bring reaction in some disease.
Yes.
And maybe mad. As a mad, one may have some other defect.
Yes.
That is, to bring the transcendental to serve the mundane.
Very, very.
That is impossible. His mental position is mundane, and the attempting for transcendental, that is Sakamur.
Then who has told this?
Oh, Shiva. Shri Bonmukhi, Tadvidvi Panipadena, Puri Prasmina, Srivaya. The fall itself. I want him to start to become his, not that He will remain here as a eunuch. He will come to serve me, my mundane ego. So Ramchandra, he beheaded that Shudra Shambhuka for his penances.
Yes.
His justification is there. He is keeping himself in the plane of Shudra, in the mortal plane. By the force of penance he wants to get higher powers, our achievement. The object was low and the try to achievement. That was beheaded. So that will bring a disaster into this place and the reaction to him also. So no good. He beheaded the Shudra. A Shudra was making announces of a high intensity. So, the justification from there. Aim should be high, realization may be lower, that will gradually vanish. That is natural growth. Bhagati Imam Ananya Bhag, that is all important. Shudra Acharya, that is negligible. That will vanish in no time.
Yes.
But the aim, the ideal, that is all important factor. The one who has attained such highest ideal, anyhow, then these lower defects of this mundane plane cannot tie him down. So you have to not to mind that. The ideal to get the highest ideal, that is all important thing in one's life. And that means to get that idea, that is to understand that he is for himself. I am for him, not that he is for me. That will be secondary. And long after, when he says he is for me, generally I am for him, then I can be allowed to enter into that domain. And there is a position when the devotee may know he is for me, Madhya. Todiyo, I am for him, then Madhya in Radharani stage. He is mine. He is mine. I am his and he is mine. I am his, I am his mine. My responsibility alone, to serve him alone. The whole responsibility is on me to serve him, to satisfy him. That is the highest position. The whole responsibility to satisfy him is on my head, on my shoulder. The most acute conception of the sadhus. And they have come to help me because I can't do. But the responsibility is mine. That is right, not of any other. The whole burden to take on his shoulder. All fault, if any disservice, the whole fault, the responsibility is mine, not others. This way, approach it this way. None to be blamed if any dissatisfied. The whole responsibility is mine. But they help. And kindly they do help to discharge my duty. Whole body. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi.
So Maharaj, why did Mahaprabhu say like that then? Why did he say, he will only take prasad in the house of someone who chants one lakh. Why did he say like that?
Oh, it is also there because everyone came to invite him. That was the fashion. Everyone, 2, 3, 4, 5 coming in the same time, please accept invitation, take food in my house. Then Mahaprabhu imposed the tax that will at least 1 lakh of men take, I shall take food in his house. License fee.
Of invitation. Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur many times mentioned sometimes Madhyamadikari chanting 1 lakh of rounds. And sometimes 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, he mentioned it.
Yes, 3 lakhs. When
does it mean
exclusively given to that stage? They cannot watch.
It's not just counting. It's simply absorption. It must be, isn't it?
Automatic.
Yes. Constant.
It takes 8 hours per
1 lakh.
Right. For 1 lakh.
Yes.
And when it becomes spontaneous to them, then 4 hours is sufficient. 4, 5 hours for 1 lakh. Okay. Suppose one takes 3 lakhs, then what is the result? He will enter into the serving company. The result of taking 3 lakhs of men, that means siddhi. And what is that siddhi? He will have to enter in the domain of service. Yes? Only taking Harinam is not enough in Vrindavan. All the gopis only they are taking Harinam and nothing, doing no service for Krishna. The Yashoda or the friends, not that they are taking Harinam always. No time to serve Krishna. The end is service. The men will encourage us that. So our real aim should be in the serving. Sevan mukhi jivadu svayam. It will come automatically if we are in the serving mode.
It's a wonderful example. A wonderful example. The gopis are not just taking Krishna nam.
They will enter their hand.
In the feedback.
That's when I am taking it, everything. Any intimation comes, dhikr, that is necessary for Krishna.
No,
I am engaged busily.
I am a sadhu.
Then Maharaj, what is the mood of chanting? In what mood should we chant?
Mood. That is the chant. The mood of service. And what is that service? Self-abnegation plus God searching, Krishna searching. Krishna searching mood. Kahan Krishna pranamat prajanasana. Kahan jaun? Jigyasa. Athatu bhamma jigyasa. Where is he? Where is he? How is he? How can I reach near him in this way? That should be the mode. Asadu Brahma Jikasa, Krishna Anusandhan, quest after Krishna, searching Krishna, where is he? Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Dai Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Charan Acharan hai ki? Dai Gaur Hari Bol. Dai Gaur Hari Bol. Dai Gaur Hari Bol. Searching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Hello.
Is there ever a time when he is found? He says searching, searching, searching. Is there ever?
যেকালে বা স্বপনে দেখিনি বংশী বদনে সেই কালে আইর দুই বহিলি আনন্দ আর মদন হরি নিগম দেখিতে না পাইল নেত্র ভরি মনে যদি কোন ক্ষণ কহায় কৃষ্ণ দর্শন তবে সেই ক্ষণ ঘটিব দিয়া মালিল চন্দন নানা দ্রব্য আবরণ অলঙ্কৃত করিব সব The flash may come suddenly and take out the juice of life with that. And one will find himself totally empty and will be mad to have the association that my very gist of my life is drawn by that. Experience supernatural. I cannot maintain my existence without coming in association with that sort of transcendental experience. It is very difficult for me to go on with this haggard life, this deathless life. Even the Krishna Naam seems to Mahaprabhu as kolahal. Heno kale tumi sab kolahal kori. I was as if in the eye that the gopis in the Govardhan Gopa they are trying to serve Krishna. How the charming the movement, how charming the jingling of these sounds of their ornaments, all of these were capturing my whole existence. I was so happy there, and you all creating great disturbance here has snatched my attention towards this mandir by Krishna Sankirtan, the kolahal. Enokale tumi sab kolahal kori. The name is also tasteless to him at that time. Kolahal kori.
Commotion.
My attention. By some Rowdyism, but
commotion.
Kolahal. Kolahal, that disorganized loud cry here.
Yes.
Kolahal.
Yes.
But that's less noise. High, loud noise, but purposeless. That is Kolahal. And they are chanting the name of Krishna, and they are not of our type, Sri Damodar and others. And that is Kolahal. Tasteless noise to Mahaprabhu. You are having such experience there. Such beautiful and charming experience he was having in his transcendental trance. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So this name is also noise. Endless, endless noise.
1 lakh of noise. 1 lakh, 2 lakhs. We'll sit and do 1 lakh of noise, 2 lakhs of noise.
Go, go. It divides us, that leela. One lack of noise. a rude blow. A very rude blow, One lack of noise. Go, go, go. But that is too much, and that one lack of noise is our master. That is too far. When this one of noise go for the boat. This name of Swami Damodar is noise. Go for the boat. What is gold to us? Maybe the floor of a king. King's room, the floor may be golden, made of gold. The throne of the Lord may be gold. And gold is so much precious to us. All related.